I want to urge you to get a copy of Seduction of the Saints. Again, your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And I really want to urge you to seriously consider getting multiple copies so you can hand them out to people you love and care about, your family, your acquaintances, relatives, business associates, pastor, your entire congregation. The book is designed to be used in small groups. Every chapter is concluded with a series of 6 to 8 questions that will help to massage this and help the people to discuss it. It is extremely powerful. As one person said, the most life-changing book they had ever read, except the Bible itself. If you'd like to get multiple copies, an entire caseload of 24 will give you a 45% discount to encourage you to use the book as an extension ministry. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner, will you? Ask what God would have you to give to Save America Ministries.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me...
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsor, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Catherine Thomas, and we're going to be talking about an organization known as the Gamaliel Foundation, and most people have never heard of this foundation. I never heard until, of course, I had a chance to talk to Catherine, and she's been researching this for some period of time because it is a counterpart of the Acorn Group. It's a counterpart of Acorn, but it is the organization that... Basically work within the church. The Acorn people are out in the community organizers. Gamaliel, of course, tries to organize churches in liberal causes, and certainly they talk about the importance of sharing, of being concerned, of human compassion, and these are all noble and very, very important attributes and things we should all be concerned about. And yes, we should share what we have with others. Charity is an important thing, but not through the medium of government. Because, of course, this is what separates the conservative from the liberal. The liberal wants the government to provide for everything. The liberal, many of them, do not suddenly tithe because they don't go to church. They don't believe in that. They want to give their money to the government and let the government do it, or they want us to give our money to the government so that they can use our money to provide for the people. But it's really all about centralizing power in government. And so we really need to understand what's going on today, and hopefully why we're going to be able to get people to understand that there is a subversive element working within the Christian churches today. And we're going to be try to get Catherine on to the program. She's been studying this for some time now, and Sydney, I've been very, very privileged to have an opportunity to talk to her, and she has a great deal of information on this subject. But she actually could come originally from a very Catholic perspective, and she found that there was some of the priests, one of the priests that she knew, Sydney was very much involved with this movement. Now, this movement, of course, involves Barack Obama. He was an organizer for this movement when he was in Chicago and in Illinois. And we hear a lot about Acorn, but we hear very, very little about the Gamaliel Foundation, and of course this effort to undermine the very fabric of Christian faith in the Christian churches. But you see, it's very easy for us to talk to Christian leaders about benevolence, about being concerned about what's going on, and so so it would be very appealing to ministers, whether they be conservative or liberal. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could use the church to improve people's lives? And I believe that the church should be helping and should have a charitable outreach, not only throughout the world, but locally within their community. But this should never be through the medium of strengthening the power of government. Because if you read the occult literature as I do, one of the most prominent publications that there is today is put out by Benjamin Krem, who's a disciple of Lord Maitreya, who I think is a prototype of the Antichrist. And his magazine is called Sharing. And so we're going to have to see where we're going. We're having a little difficulty apparently at present time finding our getting hold of our guests. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a telephone number. Pardon me, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Apparently, we're still having difficulty getting our guest on, so we hope that things are going to suddenly clear up. If you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think it's important that people understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And there really are people who hate Christianity. And they've done everything they could to destroy it in our schools and in our universities. And now, of course, they're trying to destroy Christianity in our churches. And so, with that as a background, of course, hopefully we'll have Catherine on the line here in just a moment or two. But by organizing within the churches and the name of a foundation, why they're beginning to pull people into their organization, with prominent organizers like Barack Obama, certainly having worked with him in the past, and then beginning to organize the churches to begin to get people registered to vote, but to vote for liberal causes, we can begin to see how this whole scenario begins to pull together. And the fact that there is this very, very powerful organization out there that most people have never heard of, it simply shows that they work through literally hundreds of organizations and all sorts of devious means in an effort to undermine the very fabric of our society. And what better place to work to destroy Christianity? Don't attack it from without. Attack it from within. And, of course, we find that there is a growing liberal movement within Christendom, many times associated with the church growth movement, although I'm sure there are many good churches that have been taken in by the church growth movement. If you read their literature very closely, you'll find out that they many times, of course, support the government position of expanding control in the name of helping people, of passing health care legislation so people can get health care without ever pointing out that what this is really all about is rationing access to health care and forcing doctors to withhold health care from the populace. Well, we're going to seem to be having all sorts of problems. Probably we're going to end up then doing an open line program this evening. So we will ask if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to hear what you have to talk about. Maybe you'd like to talk about the program this afternoon. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it looks like we're going to be doing an open line program this evening, so don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sydney, this afternoon, we had a fascinating discussion with Dr. David Ray Griffin, and he, of course, is a retired theologian, but he's taken it upon himself to write the definitive books on what happened at the time of the attack on the World Trade Center. And his latest book deals with the destruction of Building Number 7, which is really the Achilles heel of the cover-up of what happened on 9/11. Because you'd remember, it was about 5:20 in the evening when of the September 11th, 2001, when of course the Building Number 7 came tumbling down. And basically, of course, many people had seen that. I think we have a caller there, Ari. If you have watched the pictures of the of Building 7 coming down, it was very obviously a controlled demolition. And you can certainly see the pictures up on Sydney and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, or you have them on our website under other videos, just the Building 7 coming down, or you can simply go to your search engine and type in Building 7 coming down. And if you watch the building, it's just sitting there, and then all of a sudden there's a penthouse on the top of the roof, and it begins to disappear, and then the very top of the building, although staying fairly level, begins to form a V. And then the base of the building goes down. Now, that's what you do with a controlled demolition. You take out the central supports, and after taking out the central supports, then you destroy the base of the building, and you see the big clouds of dust. Certainly, if the building had collapsed simply because the steel had given way, first of all, steel doesn't give way because of fires. And secondly, if a building were to collapse that way, you wouldn't get the clouds of dust. The clouds of dust are caused by the explosives that were used to bring Building 7 down. But what was really so interesting about it was the story that was told was certainly the story of Michael Hess and Barry Jennings. And of course, I tried to read up on what was going on, but it wasn't until recently that I heard of a man named Barry Jennings. And Barry Jennings was a government employee. He was part of a team that was supposed to be working with Mayor Giuliani in case there was a crisis. And as you remember, Mayor Giuliani had an office there in the Building Number 7 that was to be used as a headquarters in case of a disaster situation. Then people part of the team were to get to that headquarters, and of course when it became obvious there had been a terrorist attack on the North Tower and perhaps even on the South Tower, why Brian Jennings and Michael Hess actually ran upstairs to get to the headquarters there, Mayor Giuliani's headquarters. When they arrived, why, there was nobody there. There were cups of coffee there that was still steaming. People had obviously just left, but they were all alone in Building Number 7. In fact, there wasn't any other sign of life in Building Number 7. It looked like everybody had left Building Number 7, and so apparently Michael Hess had actually called somebody from the emergency response team, and they were told to leave the building. Now, this is the story that you will never hear. And, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, Michael Hess and Barry Jennings then began to run downstairs to get out of the building. There was a sense of urgency in the report they'd gotten. They ran down several flights of stairs. They got to the sixth floor, and all of a sudden there's an explosion in the building. Now, this is about, this is maybe 9:30 in the morning, I think, run back upstairs a couple of flights, but they're alone in this massive building, and they know something terribly wrong has occurred because the whole base of the staircase just was destroyed by the explosion. They couldn't go down. They were able to go back up again, and they broke out a window and started calling for help. Well, some people down below, some firefighters, saw them, and they started to come to get them, and then they suddenly turned and ran away. The firefighters firefighters. They can see the firefighters running away from the building, and of course that was when the South Tower, the World Trade Center, came down. And then a few minutes later, why, of course, the firemen come back again, and they're going to come up to get them. They come into the building to get them, and then of course the firemen get orders to leave, and they run away again. And that's when the North Tower goes down. And I think it was about 10:30 in the morning. So then at that point, then after the North Tower and the South Tower have come down, and all this time they're hearing other explosions in the building there. They're all by themselves in this building. The firemen go up, and they, of course, are able to get them out to rescue them. And, certainly Barry Jennings tells this story. In fact, he explained that he heard multiple explosions in the building, and he said, you know, they kept telling me what you must have been hearing were the diesel fuel tanks exploding, but he didn't think they were diesel fuel tanks. He thought that they were very obviously explosions in the building on the morning of September 11th. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I would love to hear from you, because this is open lines. I'm not prepared to talk on anything. So give us a call if there's something you would like to talk about. Under any circumstances, Barry Jennings told this story to several people. And actually, it was recorded, and eventually it appeared in the initial recordings of Loose Change. Remember, this is one of the better films that come out as far as what happened on September 11th. And then of course, Brian Jennings gets under pressure from his job. Now, we don't know what was said, but we do know that Barry Jennings went to the people who made the film Loose Change and asked them if they'd please remove his video from their production because he was afraid for his job. Now, nothing was said about fear of his life, threats to his life. We do not know what was said. And the reason we don't know what was said was 2 days before the report came out on what had happened from NIST. That's a national organization that came out with a report on building number 7. 2 days before the report came out on the destruction of building number 7 by NIST, Brian Jennings died. The people from Loose Change hired a private attorney to actually find out what had really happened. All we know is he was in the hospital. The family wouldn't talk to them about it. They paid a retainer to a private attorney who, after 2 days, refunded the money, said, "Never ask me again about this case. Do not contact me. The police should be involved, and I do not want it. I will not talk to you again about what I found." And that was the end of the discussion. That was the end, of course, of the story. Well, right now we've got Mark calling from New York. But again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So we're going to be doing open lines this evening. And hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Ken. I really, really appreciate your show. I guess it's open lines.
It's open lines, absolutely. In fact, I appreciate your calling, but we do open lines and nobody calls in. I'm at a real disadvantage, and once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you upstate New York or in New York itself?
I'm just outside of New York City, about not even 20 miles from the Grand Central Terminal.
All right. Are you listening on shortwave or internet?
Shortwave.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, really quick. I guess we can spend time. Giuliani was supposed to build his response center in Brooklyn, and they did whatever they could to say, you know, they wanted an outside location to be safe from just such a terrorist attack. But for some reason, they stuck it in Building 7, and I was told that there was some classified information dealing with a lot of government issues in that building, which they didn't want anybody to know about. So they, you know, were allowed it to destroy. Be destroyed. So I'm not surprised that when the fellows got up to the sixth floor, as you said, there was no one there. It's just, the more we learn about it, it's the more frightening it gets. But as the time goes past, it seems as the American people, you know, don't want to be bothered. They just want to accept the standard line. And it kind of reminds me Jaina Davis's book, The Third Terrorist, when the representative from the state of Oklahoma had prior knowledge of that building being blown up.
You're talking now about the Murrah building in Oklahoma City, right?
Oklahoma City,
right.
I'm sorry. And, just a quick note on that, she was trying to get more an interview along with Peter Lance, the author of Triple Cross, who documents the 9/11 foul-ups all through the government, which we know was done purposely. But they're trying to get another interview with Terry Nichols, who was McVeigh's co-conspirator, and they won't let him anywhere near because he's got secrets. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's in an execution, somehow executed in that prison, because he knows a lot about Oklahoma City and its connection to, these planned operations, 9/11 and everything else.
Well, we know what Terry Nichols knows because his lawyer now is a man named Jesse Trentadue, and we've talked to Jesse a number of times. And basically, what Terry Nichols has said and has told his lawyer was that Timothy McVeigh told him he was working for a special forces unit. This is what it was all about. And that was involved in activity. Now, that's just what Timothy McVeigh told his sister, Jennifer, and that's covered in a book called OK Bomb, written by Jim Keith, who died under mysterious circumstances shortly before his publisher died under mysterious circumstances shortly before his wife died under mysterious circumstances. We'll be right back. Okay, Mark, and I was simply talking about Timothy McVeigh and, of course, what the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
464-8295, if there's something you'd like to talk about. We've got actually D calling from Spokane, and he brings up the issue on the Obama health care. I call it the Kevorkian health care program, but be it that as it may, of course, D's point is the fact that the Republicans are saying, well, maybe what we ought to do is have a health care program. Have a health care program that allows people to take their health insurance across state boundaries. And he is saying that violates the provisions of our, certainly of our Constitution. What right does Congress have to do with mandating health care that can be taken across state borders? And I pointed out he's absolutely right. The Republicans don't believe in the Constitution any more than the Democrats do. Go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, and another point, too, I resent this assertion by Barack Obama and his Marxist ilk that we must have a so-called public option, which on the face of it is a lie because it's not going to be optional, but to keep the, quote, insurance companies honest, unquote. And if you flip that around, the implication is that private insurance companies are somehow dishonest. No, they're not. Now, you mentioned last night that it is true there's cost shifting, but is not the cost shifting an evasion, a way of trying to balance the books, just as when the federal CAFE standards came up, there was this loophole about sport utilities and trucks, and that's the way they got around the corporate average fuel economy was by that an SUV is not classified as an automobile for the purposes of CAFE standards. So it seems like the more that government legislates, the less freedom we have.
You're absolutely right. Of course, the cost shifting is really a cost shifting by hospitals and by doctors from certainly the Medicare and Medicaid and other government programs to the private sector. Medicare does not pay the cost of putting patients in the hospital, people into Medicare, and the hospitals lose money on almost every Medicare patient that's there, especially if there's a complication, they have to stay there for a prolonged period of time. So, and then, of course, the federal government has mandated that illegal aliens and anybody else who wants to can go to the emergency room, and the hospital has to treat them, and they don't have to pay. They can just simply, I'm not going to pay, and disappear. And then what is the hospital going to do? Well, they've got to jack up the price of everybody else. So they would try to ordinarily to shift to the insurance companies, but the insurance companies will come in with their with large contracts, and they'll say, well, if you don't allow us to have special rates, why, of course, we're going to go elsewhere. So the person who really ends up paying is the average individual that doesn't have health insurance, and they've run the prices up to ridiculous levels. But it all starts with government. The same thing is true as far as patients are concerned. A doctor is required by law to charge the private patients exactly what he charges a government patient, a Medicare patient. But he's got a triple bill. He's got to charge three times as much for his Medicare patient to get a payment. But he's required to bill the same amount to a private patient or face federal prosecution and even imprisonment for not billing high sums of money to his private patients. It's all organized madness. And, of course, this is going to, has created the problems. There is no problem facing medicine today that a new government program won't make worse.
Yeah, your point is very well taken. I've noticed that another tactic that Barack Obama does is he acknowledges the opposition in order to marginalize it or dismiss it as ridiculous. The thing I'm really thinking about is the so-called death panels. And, you know, you can call them by what they are. There are death panels because there's going to have to be rationing if you have an all-encompassing, all-smothering socialist system.
Well, you know, Dee, the death panels have already been enacted. What Barack Obama is saying, there are no death panels in this legislation. And he's right. They've already been enacted. They were in the supplement bill where they established this federal, I think they call it the Federal Council, the Federal Cooperative Council, on comparative research evaluation. And that, of course, is where people are, a group of bureaucrats are going to sit down and decide what treatments are appropriate. The death panels, they've been funneled to the tune of $1 billion, and the fact that nobody's telling you that, I think a few people out there have caught on. If you haven't heard my interview with Dr. Janda, I think it was last week, I think it was just a week ago tonight. Go up on our archives at RadioLiberty.com and listen to my interview with Dr. Janda. He does a beautiful job of bringing out what's going on. Most people don't know that death panels are part of our legislation today, and they'll allow them to kill off the elderly. That's how they're going to get spending under control. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have Will calling from Tennessee. Oh, Dee, are you through?
Yeah, I think I'll finish. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Will, who's calling from Tennessee. Hi, Will. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, I just wanted to see if you agree. It seems like everything the government does anymore, they want all the people to have blind faith and herd mentality, and anyone who doesn't accept this or go along with it becomes an enemy of the state, and they pull people out of the sewer like Jimmy Carter to call them racist or something like that.
I thought that was, you're probably speaking now of certainly Jimmy Carter's comments on the congressman who called Barack Obama a liar when he, of course, was a liar. And of course, Jimmy Carter, we have to understand Jimmy Carter's been in the pocket of the establishment for years. He was made by Zygmunt Brzezinski and by David Rockefeller. Jimmy Carter went down to certify the election of Hugo Chavez. Why? Because the establishment wants Hugo Chavez and Venezuela in power. They support communists throughout the world, and they wanted to keep a communist in power down there. And Jimmy Carter plays his part very well. And it was rather sickening to hear him calling it I think it was Joe Wilson, the congressman, calling him a racist. Yeah. It had nothing to do with race. It had to do with truth. And Jimmy Carter wouldn't know the truth if it hit him on the head.
Obviously not. But do you agree that this is what the government seems to demand? And if you don't do this, then you're anyone. You become an object of criticism or suspicion or something like this. And you sometimes, you know, you go over various things that the government has done, whether it's the polio vaccine or the USS Liberty or the lies about the war in Vietnam based on the fabrication of Tonkin, or just on and on and on, or the Tuskegee experiment or the origin of the AIDS virus. And I don't know, since we're just talking, I'll hang up. And if you'd like to comment on some of those things, my point is, if the government wants us to trust them on blind faith and have herd mentality, someone should teach them the meaning of truth, it would seem.
They don't know the meaning of truth because they worship a different God. Thanks very much, Carl, for calling.
All right, thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're doing open lines tonight because our regularly scheduled guest, I don't know whatever happened to her, but we'd love to hear from you. And let's go to Kent, who's calling us in from West Virginia. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Concerning Building 7, probably your first caller was right. I think there was a lot of confidential stuff there, and they just took the opportunity to get rid of it. But Building 7, I think, to me, is very troublesome in the sense that everybody focuses on Building 7 and, you know, eliminates the Pentagon and everything else because it's very simple. You can see it as very simple, and I think it's there's somebody on the radio who's pretty well known for saying I stick to what I can prove in Building 7 and the Pentagon, you know, it's a honeypot. Building 7 to me is very explainable if the government were to come up with a good lie. And if everybody were to focus everything on Building 7 to exclusion of everything else, I think the government would have a very good reason to say that they just destroyed the building. Now, you know that a ship's captain is supposed to scuttle a ship to protect secrets on the ship. And if that building was, in fact, full of all sorts of top-secret government offices, CIA, FBI, and that sort of thing, and they may have well determined to destroy the building in the dusk. It happened at dusk because it was invulnerable. And, you know, in New York, when there was so much chaos and everything going on. And if they were to, that would be plausible to the American public, and that would destroy everybody's, the case, the whole case, you know, because everybody's forgetting about the Pentagon, the Twin Towers, and focusing on what's simple. It is very simple, but it's simple to explain away, and it's simple to, you know, I know it would be a total lie, but I think it's very dangerous to focus all the attention on one building.
Well, I think if we could convince people, though, that certainly Building 7 came down by controlled demolition, certainly everything is a lie. What happened in Shanksville was a lie. We're told the plane crashed there, but there was no, it nosed down and just crashed into the ground. There's a big hole, but there is no wreckage there. You know, the only thing about they found was the passport of one of the terrorists that somehow got out of his pocket and out of the flaming wreckage, and it was a little singed, but it survived. And we even have pictures of it because it was up on the internet. The passport of one of the terrorists survived, but none of the bodies survived. They want us to believe, but I really believe, as far as convincing people, that if you watch Building 7 come down and you watch the center of the building collapse, and you can actually see the V on the top of the roof, and then you see the whole base of the building simply disintegrate, I think that that is certainly what convinced me that this was a controlled demolition. But I think we have to get people to stop and think. And the problem is people do not want to believe. I didn't want to believe that there were people at the highest levels of our government, and I don't know who they are, but somebody within our government brought that building down, and because the explosives were there beforehand, and whether it was to be the building was to be struck by the plane that was destroyed at Shanksville, I don't know what was really going on, but I do know that we haven't been told the truth. So anyway, we just have to keep talking about it, but people have to see things with their own eyes to understand what's going on. I think we need to emphasize all aspects of it, but the one thing that they can't defend, the weak point in their whole armor, their Achilles heel is building number 7. Anything else you want to say?
Well, that's what I disagree with there is I think it can be easily defended, although I know it would be a lie, but what they would do is they would, if you have a ship, your captain is supposed to scuttle the ship, and I believe there's actually valves in the ship to enable that to be done. And what if with all the emphasis on Building 7, what if the government would say, well, okay, you've got us. We had that building wired with explosives when it was built because it was going to be a top security building, and we knew that in the event of a disaster, you know, a national emergency, we would have to destroy the building to destroy the records. just like when...
Well, and then, of course, they would be admitting that they lied to the American people. They would never make that admission. Hey, we're going to have to run, but I appreciate you making your point. Bye-bye, and let's go to Mario, who's calling from Flint, Michigan, and we have a line open at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Mario. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances. Go ahead.
Well, that's good. I wanted to comment about the health care debate also. It seems strange to me that many, or in fact, almost all conservatives who speak about our health care issues in public debate go on to explicitly defend insurance companies, saying that, okay, Obama wants to say insurance companies are bad, and he wants to pass laws that will give us a nationalized, socialized insurance network. So they say, well, he's saying private insurance companies are bad, so we'll go on to defend insurance companies. I find it strange how that works. I don't believe in socialized medicine, but I don't really see insurance companies as a good thing.
Well, I tell you what, you need to have something, some protection against a catastrophic event. And, of course, what we need are strong state, and not federal, but strong state commissions that will force the insurance companies to do the right thing. Most of them do a pretty good job. We've had a Blue Cross here in California for many years. We've been very, very happy with it. My son.
Well, they pay for pharmaceutical.
No, they pay for the things that they agree to pay for. And you do not want an insurance policy that pays for everything, because then, of course, it'll drive the price up. What you want is a bare-bones insurance policy, and what you want is certainly not first-dollar coverage. What you want is something that pays for catastrophic events where people are involved in paying a large part of the bill so that they will ration access to health care on their own. And when you do that, you can drive the prices down and people do not take advantage of the situation. When everything is provided by the insurance company, then nobody worries about the expense.
Well, see, when we know that pharmaceuticals and drug companies, drugs cause lots of problems. They don't normally make people better. They normally make people sick, in my understanding. Now, what doctors do now is pretty much dictated by insurance companies.
No, it's dictated by the pharmaceutical companies that convince doctors they ought to give these dangerous medications.
Right. If there were no insurance companies, when you go to the doctor, they would talk to you about how to eat right and live right to get better.
Well, we got to educate
insurance companies. You go to the doctor and they prescribe pharmaceuticals for you.
You're absolutely right.
Well, they pay the doctor to prescribe them, and they pay the drug companies to ship them over to you.
Now, what we need to do, of course, is to try to educate the doctors about the importance of health and nutrition and so many of the other common things that people need, like selenium and magnesium, and certainly staying away from the toxic vaccines and getting your mercury fillings out and avoiding aspartame and avoiding fluoridated water and avoiding genetically modified foods. And we could go right down the line. I agree with you so much. We're going to have to let you go, but I agree with you, Mario. God bless, and thanks for calling. What we need to do is help to educate the doctors. Most of them mean very well. They just were not educated properly, because the medical schools are dominated by the pharmaceutical industry, as is the hierarchy of organized medicine today. And let's go to Ed, who's calling from Hartford, New York. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. It's so good to hear you again. I so appreciate your ministry. And, if it weren't for you and some of the other people like Joyce Riley and some of the others, I don't think I'd ever know what was going on. Anyway.
It doesn't Joyce do a what? Joyce does a wonderful job, and certainly Alex does a great job, and Pastor Butch does a great job, and Chuck Christmeyer, and John Leffler, and we go down the line, a lot of them do a great job, and we're fortunate to have them all.
Yes, and I get so frustrated because it seems like the Christian leaders, don't they know what's going on?
Absolutely. Most of them have no idea what's going on. Or if they do know what's going on, they're afraid to speak out for fear they'll get retribution. If you are a minister and you have Masons in your church, they're usually on your board of directors, they're usually your large contributors, and you speak out against Masonry and the occult, they will have you out of that, out of the pulpit within a couple of weeks. So part of it's fear, part of it's fear of government, very little of it is fear of God. The men who fear God are going to be speaking out on the issues because they know that is their real source of their strength and their protection.
Well, it seems like, you know, I hear some of these major Christian leaders and they talk about issues like they don't know anything about what's going on behind the scenes.
You know, some of them really don't, and some of them do and are afraid to speak out. I'll tell you one of my favorite, we enjoy Charles Stanley, but my favorite of them all is Erwin Lutzer, who's the minister of the Moody Bible Church in Chicago, and we carry him on our own little radio station. He does a magnificent job, and certainly if you can pull down Erwin Lutzer, I'm sure it must be available on the internet, and Erwin Lutzer, why you'll be thrilled by his sermons.
Well, that's good to know. Some of these other names that I'm not familiar with.
And, of course, if you've never seen our DVDs of Pastor Billy Crone or heard him here on our radio programs, or we even have CDs of some of his programs, he does a magnificent job, too.
Well, I just got his program, and I haven't had a chance to see it yet. But
I'll almost guarantee, I'll give you a 95% chance that you'll really enjoy it. I mean, I think it's great.
Well, I did go through the program on the Constitution, and I'll tell you, it really was an eye-opener to some of the issues, and it helps me to compare to what's going on today and realizing that the Constitution is not being followed, almost nothing is being followed according to the federal government.
Well, that's what we've got to do. We've got to educate people. But we've got to make them understand, even more than the Constitution, that we're involved in a spiritual battle. Because, of course, as the Bible tells us, the heart of man is inherently evil. And that's why our founders created a Constitution that limited the power of men. Hey, we got to run, but thanks very much for calling, Ed.
Thank you so much.
And let's go to, we've got Tom calling from upstate New York. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
I am doing so well, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a few things, and I'll make it real quick because I want to hear what you your comments. But first, I wanted to say something about 9/11. We the people can make a difference. A friend of mine and I went out, and we put up a huge amount of signs and bumper stickers in the town of Catskill in upstate New York, and I went out in the town of Cairo and put up, you know, 9/11 inside job signs, etc., all over the place in Cairo, and the word started getting around. Boy, that 9/11 truth movement really is up and running in Cairo. Well, the 9/11 truth movement of Cairo was me. That's all it was. It was me.
Well, you can make a difference, and congratulations, and I hope you'll do the same thing, and you might even suggest to a few people they listen to Radio Liberty, because we have the ability to reach them by shortwave or radio or by internet or by satellite, and we just got to get people to see not only what happened on 9/11, but the big picture and the true nature of this spiritual battle, because Satan has turned the church against God.
All right. So obviously, if I can do it, anybody can go out and do it. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you about, Dr. Stan. Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. On July 27th past, there was supposed to be a huge FEMA drill that would go on all the way to the 31st. Now, apparently, it never really happened. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was this? Was this some gigantic block operation psychop? Just to see what the reaction of people would be?
Probably, Tom, they're playing games with our minds all the time. It's like this story, oh, they're going to have the troops out, and they're going to be forced to be vaccinated at bayonet point. It's all to get you scared. Do not let them get you scared, because when you're scared, you can't be effective. This is not going to be mandatory vaccination for the swine flu across America. So remember, they have their psych operations. They're playing with our minds all the time. Hey, we're going to have to run. Anything else? Because I got a full board.
No, those are the two things, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for what you do.
God bless. And let's go to we've got John calling from Texas. Let's go to John. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Not too bad. You know, I've been listening to Isaiah. Then I went into Chronicles and to Kings. And then I was looking at some stuff, you know, tonight. And what Hezekiah did was it was like 14-day Passover, you know. It's like they had 7 days, and if you like so much, they stayed 7 more days. Anyway, after that, the king of Assyria come up, and they'd already taken Israel away, and, you know, come up, you know, talking about how they couldn't trust in God and everything, and how they were more powerful because they, you know, conquered all these other guys.
Hey, oh, John, we got you in out of order. Hang on here. We'll try to get to you just in a moment or two. But right now, let's go to Ed, who is... No, let's go to John calling from Spokane. We got things out of order. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing good, thanks. Just a real quick comment. I know you've had Ed Griffin on in the past. And he would talk mostly, at least the programs I heard, he would talk about the Creature from Jekyll Island and those organizations and what have you. But have you ever had him on where he talked about, one of his first books on this, The World Without Cancer?
Yes, I have. We had him on many years ago, and we talked about Laetrile, and we have a four-tape set on Laetrile, and he's one of the guests there on that four-tape set.
The reason I bring it up is because two-thirds of the book was on how the medical monopoly got established and in the United States, how Rockefeller set up with Gates and the foundations.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, John.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because this whole thing, the premise that he made in the book was that
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620 or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us.
Who are very much aware that something's seriously wrong. I don't know how many of you have seen the pictures up on the Internet of the rally that was held in Washington, D.C. on the 12th of September. A lot of people said it was at least 1 million people. Some people said it was 1.5 million. I don't know how many it was, but I know that the media is lying. They're frightened to death that the American people are beginning to wake up, and I think they are beginning to wake up. Believe me, though, they have their agents planted in the conservative movement to mislead us. What we need is to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. We need to understand the Constitution and the reason that our founding fathers created the Constitution that limited the power of government is because the heart of man is inherently evil. And what we need to do is get back to our Constitution to point out that the people who control Washington, D.C. today are subversives. If they want to change our form of government, they can amend the Constitution, but they're not doing that. They're buying and selling politicians, and yes, judges and Sydney, all people at every level of government in an effort to bring us into this one-world government, which from a material point of view will be run by a global elite. But eventually will be, of course, from the spiritual point of view, run by the Antichrist. If you have not yet seen the 10 DVD set by Pastor Billy Crone, Part 1, Part 2, on the final countdown, you need to get it. And you need to get his 10 DVD set on creation, his 4 DVD set on RFID identification. They're all excellent. You need to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and my talk on the Financial Armageddon. If they're either books or syllabuses with all of those things, the information's out there, and your job is to help us get it out, because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We want to remind you all, certainly, about our all-day seminar. It's going to be held here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay on the 25th of October, and if you can come, I promise you an exciting day. If you haven't laid in your emergency supplies yet, if you get them to us, it'll help Radio Liberty. And, of course, that would be long-term storage food, the Berkey water filter, a series of health supplies and vitamins and minerals, because, of course, they're going to make these extremely difficult to get through Codex Alimentarius. They don't want you to be able to preserve your health. They want you to become sickly. In fact, they want to kill off the majority of people in the world. And if that sounds ridiculous, you need to read my treatise. It's on our webpage called The Population Control Agenda. Maybe you want to take a trip to Elberton, Georgia, and see the great monument there that talks about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature, which really means they're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world population. And then many people have openly advocated that, among them Ted Turner. He modified that because he got so much flack. He wanted originally 200 million people in the world to serve him and other billionaires, but he's gone up now to 2 billion people. Some people thought he was a monster, which he really is, but of course he's a man without a soul. That's the tragedy very charming, but he has no guidance in his life, no basis of morality, because he hates God, and that's what it's really all about. There really are people out there who hate the God of the Bible. If you haven't yet seen the DVD set on they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 1 hour, the three hour, or the 10 hour version, you need to get it. You need to get the Secret Mysteries DVD set. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you'll want to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, to pray for revival, because if we don't have revival, we're going to lose America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, but you sound pretty chipper since it's about midnight back there. I hope you had a little coffee and keep awake. And
perhaps I had too much.
All right. No, it's good to have you. Well, tell us your take on what's going on today.
Well, it's a very interesting time. We certainly live in interesting times, and at times those interesting can lead to a little bit of fear and uncertainty of what's coming down the path. For so many Americans out there, we are seeing gold rise. We're having some terrific responses in the gold and silver performance. And we have gold that is really establishing some new records here. And we're looking to see gold get up there around the 1,030 mark. And then everyone's going to be looking to see where it's going to go. And if that really breaks, there's a lot of... no one really knows where it can go. There's still predictions, and my long-term prediction for this year was perhaps 1,200 by the end of the year, and if it breaks through this 10,000 level, the 1,030 level, we certainly it has a good chance to get to that number. It's going to do some really crazy things. So, I mean, there is no historical precedent, so it is kind of hard to predict where it can stop, but... if you look to all the fundamentals underneath gold, the dollar is just basically in free fall. I mean, it's continuing to lose every day. They can't prop it up. And it's interesting because we're heading into a G20 meeting here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, next week. And usually during that time, they'll usually try to show a little strength in the dollar. They'll put a little pressure on the markets, and they'll show some positive movement in the Dow. And of course, we have seen that, but it surprises me that they've allowed the dollar to fall as much as it has. So it kind of shows that perhaps they have lost control, and we certainly see China continuing to, you know, eliminate their dollar holdings by purchasing various things around the country. They're continuing to make new, you know, oil agreements with Venezuela. They've just invested another $16 billion in an oil exploration project. They've just spent another $20 billion with a group of Russian oil companies. So, I mean, this is how China is eliminating their dollar holdings, by buying things. And so, and again, I think this is why you're seeing a lot of the dollar being unable to stabilize. And it is all good for gold as long as people are holding gold, and they need to still be patient, and they shouldn't let someone try to trade them out of their gold for another investment, or try to trade gold for silver or silver. You know, I've been getting a lot of strange phone calls where people are getting calls and wanting them to do things with their gold, and so be very, very careful. And if you have any questions, they can always give us a call here at Discount Gold and Silver.
Well, you know, when people call you just blind and they want to start telling you how to invest your money, why, you just tell them you're very busy, you don't have time to talk to them. But there are a lot of people out there, a lot of real scoundrels, and some of them are even working within the Christian community. We had a tragedy here recently when a man named Pat Carley had $100 to $200 million of the money the Christians of this country, and he said everything that Melody and I say. And he said, just trust me, boy, I'm going to make you rich. Well, he didn't say who you are, you know. They actually made himself very rich, and the tragedy is an awful lot of people, well, they've lost an awful lot, but they invested with this fellow named Stanford, they invested with Bernie Madoff, and it's the same old thing. It's greed that gets into trouble and fear that gets you. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest today, and Chris is Melody Cederstrom, and we're talking about what's going on in the gold and silver markets. And Melody is with Discount Gold and Silver, and she does support Radio Liberty, and we always look forward to having her. Is there more interest in gold and silver now, or simply people don't want to buy it now because it's so expensive?
It's a little bit of everything. You're having people come in that hold no gold, and it's first-time buyers. You have people liquidating because they're having troubles because they can't find jobs, and you know, they're having difficulties from month to month. You have people just looky-loos, you know, they're not sure what to do. It's a wide range of customers that are inquiring about gold, so it's been very odd, a very strange market.
Well, I think a lot of people are uncertain in the idea that they're going to buy gold from somebody or silver from somebody they don't know, that it's going to be shipped through the mail. You always think, well, gee, what happens if somebody opens the envelope or opens the bag or whatever, the package there. But if it's shipping through the mail, even something very, very valuable, is really very safe, isn't it?
It's very safe. I think the safest way is through the U.S. Postal Service. It's registered and insured, and that is one area where they're very proud of in which they handle it. Packages are kept under lock and key. And when you think about all the dealers across this country that ship product and wholesalers, there's just millions and millions of dollars on a daily basis. That's very secure. There's basically no losses. In the 15 years that we've been in business, we had one package go astray, and they paid very promptly. So it's a very safe and secure way in order to send your gold through the mail. In fact, if someone is relocating maybe from one state to another, we tell customers to mail it to yourself because that is safer than carrying it with you. And so it's very secure. They do a very good job, and they certainly charge enough to do it. But it's much more safe than FedEx. It's much more safe than UPS. In fact, oftentimes we need to carry separate insurance policies. If anything is shipped by those two entities, we carry separate insurance policies because normally UPS and FedEx do not carry insurance for coins. So if you're an individual and you're selling and you want to ship it, be careful if you decide to go those routes, because basically you are self-insuring.
And, of course, the thing is that this is not a time to be selling unless you absolutely have to. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and, of course, our guest is Melody Cederstrom for Discount Gold and Silver. And, of course, Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we support her. We think she does a great job, and we've never had any complaints at all about her. In fact, we've had nothing but praise from the people who've dealt with her. Well, certainly we're living in very difficult times. Ben Bernanke has announced this last week that the recession is probably over. It's probably over. He doesn't say it's over. He says it's probably over, but there are not going to be many jobs for a good long period of time. And so if you listen to him talking there as he stands behind the podium, he looks frightened to death. He really does. And, you know, of course, we've got something like between 32 and 34 million Americans living on food stamps today. One in every eight mortgage holders, home mortgage holders, is either in default or in foreclosure. And certainly we're seeing, of course, the number of unemployed continue going up. The unemployment rate is not, you know, 9.7%. It's really close to 20%. If you go to Shadow Statistics, John Williams, he'll tell you the true figures. Now, that is certainly the people who are not unemployed, who are underemployed. In other words, they're having to take a couple of jobs at very low wages or have simply given up looking for work. About 20%, we're talking between 25 and 30 million Americans who are without work in America today. This is a catastrophic situation. So we've got very real problems here in the United States where we're almost as bad off as the Chinese, where they've got 30 million unemployed laborers because they get another 30 or 40 million unemployed people working in the farming industry. So they're probably a little bit worse off than we are. But if you look and see what's happening, certainly the Baltic Dry Index is down. What's the Baltic Dry Index? It's the cost of shipping. And, of course, the Baltic Dry Index has just simply collapsed almost 96% here about 6 or 8 months ago, and then it came back up again, and it looked like there was going to be more shipping, and then it's recently been falling again. Do you watch that sort of thing, Melody, or what do you watch to see what's going on?
Well, we really try to watch the dollar because gold is a reflection of the dollar and what the dollar is doing and all the different various aspects of the pressure that's put on the dollar and the reasons why. So, you know, we follow that fairly closely, the economies and what's happening around the world. And you know, it's funny how, you know, you mentioned Bernanke about, you know, they just can't lie anymore. You know, they can't lie anymore that this recovery is turning around and we're out of the woods and the worst is over. But you know what? People believe it because the Dow is up here approaching 10,000. And again, as we always said, the Dow is an indicator for the majority of the people in this country that if the Dow is up, things are going to be improving. And it's sad because you can't have, you know, we really never came out of our past recessions. Bubbles were created so that money could be spent for the illusion that the economy was strong and people, you know, went so far into debt in order to, you know, to show that these that we came out of the recessions. But we never really did because you can't have these you can't come out of these recessions without jobs. And they just fail to overlook and they don't want to let the American people talk about how all the jobs that have left this country have gone to various places around this world. I mean, we've talked about GM and all these major companies where, I mean, their agenda is to replace the American people, the labor force here in this country, with Chinese and various other parts of this world, Brazil and so forth. I mean, that's their plan, that's their goal, and there's no one in Washington or anyone to stop it. And they enhance it. They help by giving them billions of dollars to bail them out in their so-called situations, which they've gotten themselves into. So, you know, people are hurting, and I see that they're looking to extend, lengthen the benefits for more than 300,000 people who live in the States. They have higher unemployment rates. I can't remember what that percentage is. I don't know, 8-9%. Because we have, at the end of this month, there's a significant amount of people who will be running out of benefits, and at this other, at the end of the year, I guess it's, what, another million that are scheduled to lose benefits at the end of this year. So they're looking to extend their rates again. And, you know, folks, you know, it's all cost to the federal budget. And really when we get down to the basics, it is about a country that is overspent, that we are bankrupt. And these are just all symptoms of this bankruptcy and this debt that has been created. And they do nothing about it. They just continue to create money. They continue to spend money. And we will pay for it.
Well, I think we are paying for it now. In fact, it was just this last month. We had the greatest deficit in our trade deficit that we've ever had. I think it was, what, $36 billion trade deficit in this one month. And, of course, it's partly because of the increase in the price of oil. But certainly the people are, you know, we are importing more, far more from other countries than, of course, they're importing from us. And so you can't simply keep spending your way into prosperity. And this is what we're doing. We're spending money we don't have. The federal government has to borrow $5 billion a day just to pay its debts. And if you look at the latest budget, we're going to be giving away about $5 billion a month to foreign countries. Why would we be giving foreign aid of $5 billion a month to foreign countries when we're having to borrow $5 billion a day just to pay our debts? Why? It's because our leaders have no loyalty to America. They're dedicated to this globalist dream. They are traitors. They do not believe in our Constitution. They want to transfer our wealth to other countries. They're doing a great job. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. There's stories this last week from through Bob Chapin, and he comments that basically that China, I guess it's Hong Kong, has been trying to get back money, I should say gold, that has been deposited in the vaults in London, in the city of London, and wants to take that money to vaults that are at the Hong Kong airport, and they can't get their money. They can't get their gold out of, it's their gold. They paid for it. They bought it. It's been sitting over in London, and they want to get it, and they can't get it. The same thing is true with the Arab countries. I think it's Dubai and it's a couple of the other Arab countries. They have their gold deposited in London, and they've asked to have it sent to them. They can't get it. The German government wants to get gold that's deposited in New York City. And basically, those of you who have read our syllabus on the financial tsunami or heard my talk on the financial tsunami will realize that a number of countries have their gold, not in their own countries, but deposited in a vault deep down under the city, the streets of New York. I think it's the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and it's on pallets there. And when one country sells gold, they simply have a forklift, and they take the gold off of one big pile, and they move it to another big pile. Well, the Germans want their gold back, because they know we're moving into very dangerous times, and at least if the story we're getting is true, why we won't give them their gold. And the question is, do we really have the gold there? Have we already sold that gold into the market? We know that a lot of countries very quietly accumulating gold, Russia, China, India, and the Chinese government, the Russian government, the Chinese people, the Indian people, accumulating gold, and it's in short supply. And they're only keeping the price down artificially. And if there weren't the price controls, the manipulation and dumping gold on the market, it would go through the roof. But if they did, why the whole world financial system could come tumbling down, because every country in the world, with the exception of Germany, I should say the European Union, the euro, every currency is a fiat currency, even the Swiss currency is today. Well, I think, of course, the Swiss do have still have some gold holdings. Fortunately, they haven't sold them, so Switzerland is still one of the more stable countries. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question, a comment for Melody, well, we'd love to hear from you at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Melody, certainly, you know, are you hearing anything any different than things we're talking about?
No, not at all. And, you know, you have China also that's doing a major advertising blitz to its, you know, to its citizens about buying gold, encouraging them to buy gold and silver. And, you know, they have quite a few people. You don't need every one of them purchasing gold. Of course, many of them can't. It's a very poor country. But you only need a small fraction of these people to begin buying up gold, and it will have a major impact on the price of gold. And these are all the little things that are happening to where they are losing the power in order to suppress the price of gold. And it has taken time, but I think we're certainly there, where I think we'll certainly see the price of gold continue to rise.
And, of course, you know, when you're talking about the Chinese population of something like 1.4, 1.6 billion, I don't know how many they have, but they've got an awful lot of people. We always say 1.25 billion, but I'm sure it's more than that by now. And all you need is, you know, a couple hundred million people over there beginning to buy gold in a thinly traded market. Wouldn't take very long before there wasn't any gold left. And the question is, why is China encouraging their people to buy up gold and silver? Well, I think they want a stable middle class. It's a shame that we don't have a stable middle class here, because probably not more than 1% or 2% of the Americans are buying gold. If they were ever to start, we might be able to have a stable middle class, too. Well, I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom and...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Release prisoners, and of course part of that is simply to cut back on the cost of the prisons. They're going to let, I think, something like 25% of the people out of prison. Something close to that. Somebody knows a different figure, give us a call, but that's my impression. Of course, they try to let the people go who, you know, that are not hardened criminals, murderers and rapists and things of that sort, and they certainly will be on parole and be monitored, but they're going to have to start closing down our prisoners, partly because a couple of judges, federal judges, have said, well, you've got to have better medical care for the people, or you've got to have less crowding, and certainly the crowding situation in our prisons is really atrocious. And of course, we have so many people in there for non-violent crimes, drug use, things of that sort. And certainly, I don't think people should use drugs, but I don't think you should be putting people into prison for long periods of time, because they've gotten onto drugs. I think if people want to do stupid things, they ought to have a right to it, as long as they're not harming other people. But they're having to lay off then the people who work in the prison system. They're having to lay off state employees. They're having to lay off city employees because the state government's stealing money from the communities, and then the communities are just having to cut back. And then, of course, people lose their jobs. And they have regular home payments to make. They find themselves losing their homes. And, of course, the next wave down, and I do believe there's going to be another major collapse coming here in the not-too-distant future. Why, of course, that's going to drag the value of homes down even further. We know what happened in Japan when they had their collapse, and the value of property plummeted 90%. Now, I think we're probably down 30-40% in many places here, certainly places like Las Vegas and Miami and a few of the other places may be even more than that, but certainly I think that you haven't seen anything yet. And I think Ben Bernanke knows that, and that's why if you look at him, when he stands up there behind the podium and says, you got nothing to worry about, you can trust me, before the hyperinflation comes, we're going to start pulling the money out of the market, you know, drying up the excess money, knowing full well that there's no way to do that without collapsing the economic system. Ben Bernanke, who missed the recession, who was fully invested and lost almost half of the value of his investments, at least this is what we've been reading this last week. Ben Bernanke, the man who is in charge of your finances, did what everybody else did. He missed the recession and he lost a fortune and his investments when they plummeted. So that doesn't really make me feel very good. How about you, Melody?
No, it doesn't. And of course, you know, you have the markets that are going up to levels that, I mean, everybody's just waiting for it to break. I mean, you pretty much know that it's going to hit at least 10,000, you'd think. I mean, that's their magic number. They like that level 10,000, so I think that's where it'll be going. And certainly a lot of people are staying in the markets thinking that they're trying to recoup some of what they lost from the big drop. But, you know, unfortunately, many of them will just stay. They won't get out. They have an opportunity to get out or at least take a portion of it. They should get out totally, but if they can't do that, they're thinking they're going to recapture, they should at least bring out half of it. But many of them will just lose again because they feel that they buy into the talk of Wall Street, and they'll just lose again. Wall Street will not allow, I mean, the only ones that are going to walk away with any money from this rise in the market is Wall Street. Ben Bernanke might get a little bit of his money back, but for the most Americans out there and their pension funds and their retirement funds and their investments, they won't get any of it back. Wall Street won't allow it. They need the money there. It's for them.
And I think people have to understand that our society is motivated by two things, fear and greed. Mm-hmm. And it's greed that gets you into trouble. And then, of course, when the fear sets in, you begin to act irrationally. I think that's something that Warren Buffett said recently. Somebody asked him if he has any investments or he can't sleep at nighttime. And he said, you know, if I have any investments I can't sleep, I get out of them. And if you can't sleep at night, if you're worried about your finances, you better reevaluate what you're doing because you cannot think effectively. I've been there. I know. I remember when I was young and foolish. I played the commodity market because nobody ever told me the commodity market is an excellent way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune. To make a small fortune out of a large fortune. And so do not be trying to speculate. Do not be trying to make a killing. Just try to preserve the value of what you have. That's all we can hope for in this day and age. I know so many personal tragedies of people who tried to get rich fast and they got poor even more quickly. We'll be right back and give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is the time when we always enjoy hearing Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America because it makes us remember what America used to be. Well, we can hope and pray that there will be a spiritual revival in America, and we can reclaim the nation we had. Now, I will tell you that when we come out of this recession, if we come out as a free people, we will not be a wealthy people. But freedom is more important than wealth. And this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. And, of course, Melody, would you like to get ahead and get out your telephone number, your website, and tell people what will happen if they call you?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And I never get tired of hearing Kate Smith. 800-375-4188 is our telephone number. 1-800-375-4188. And if you'd like to visit our website, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. There's radio programs that you can listen to, articles that you can read, and of course for beginners, it kind of gives you an idea what Discount Gold and Silver is all about. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And what happens when if you're new into gold and silver, you give us a call, and what we'll do is we listen. And we try to match coins to what's suitable for you. We kind of take into view what your investment objective is, what you're trying to achieve. We do educate you on the various coins. I believe there are no bad coins. You often hear bad reputations on various coins and so forth, but really it's just the wrong coins that have been sold to the wrong people and at the wrong price. And so we try to match the coin to the person. So we personalize portfolios. And yes, there's only a certain range of gold coins, but I do believe in the U.S. coins. I prefer U.S. coins first over others. But we do offer foreign gold and so forth. We have a wide range of product. If you've already have a portfolio in gold and silver, we try to enhance what you currently have. So I'll ask you what you're holding. You don't have to give me the details unless you want your portfolio valued. I can do that for you. But just give me an idea what you're holding, and then I can make recommendations on enhancing what you already own. I believe in owning 80% gold, 20% silver. And, again, that can be adjusted to what your investment objectives are. We really try to allow our customers to also participate in putting together their portfolios, because that's very, very important. You need to have an understanding of what you're holding. Nothing upsets me more when someone calls me and says, I don't have a clue what I own, and then they have thousands and thousands of dollars of gold and silver coins. So, you know, we try to let you know what you do own, what's good, how things will perform, why they are different. And there's certain coins for different reasons. If you're concerned about confiscation, there's certain coins for that. And not all coins that you hear about, just because it's dated pre-1933, would make it a non-confiscatable coin. So there's a lot of misrepresentation, a lot of misleading on the various coins through the years, and I'm talking about many years, and we try to clear up that. So that's what you'll receive when you call Discount Gold and Silver.
All right, fine. Well, if you have a question for Melody, don't be bashful. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. And certainly as you look and see what's going on, as you watch what's happening financially throughout the world, why, there's going to be a major meeting of the G20 nations here in a week or so. How soon is that meeting coming up, Melody?
I thought it was this next week. I think it begins on the 20th.
Well, basically, the countries throughout the world are frightened to death. The central banks throughout the world are frightened to death because they know what's really going on. And, of course, the central bankers have created this whole problem. And, of course, it's been very, very profitable for themselves. But certainly there is the very real possibility that any sort of a shock, any sort of an incident, could simply pull the rug out from the whole monetary system. And certainly everything is dependent upon the United States and the stability of the dollar. But the dollar is no longer stable. Ben Bernanke is creating money, and we have no idea what's going on. In fact, there's a wonderful, wonderful YouTube interview we have actually posted on my website. It is the interview, congressional interview, with the Inspector General who is to check the Federal Reserve System. And the congressman is asking her what happened to this $1 trillion, and she has no idea. And what happened to that $2 trillion that Ben Bernanke gave to somebody, and he won't tell anybody, and she has no idea. And it's really rather shocking to realize that the people who are supposed to be monitoring the Federal Reserve System either do not know or will not tell the American people what's going on. Well, I will tell you what's going on. You're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place from the American taxpayer and the wealth of our country to wicked and evil people throughout the world. A lot of this money is being lent to foreign nations and certainly to foreign banks. But they cannot tell the American people that. And, of course, we're transferring all sorts of money to our major banks. And what I suspect there, well, we know, for instance, Goldman Sachs got $12.5 billion of the U.S. taxpayers' money funneled to Goldman Sachs through AIG. We bailed out AIG because if they went down, and why would just simply pull the whole financial system? We gave them $185 billion. AIG got $185 billion, and they promptly then transfer, $12.5 billion to J.P. Morgan Chase and $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs. And then Goldman Sachs is planning on paying their executives $20 billion this year. They're not going to lend that money out in loans. They're not going to try to get the economy working. They're going to pay it to their corporate executives, and most of the people in the executive branch of Goldman Sachs are going to get about $1 billion, of money. This is your taxpayer money. We're just funneling your money, of course, to the extremely wealthy, and of course, people get a little disillusioned when they realize what's going on, but they have a feeling, well, gee, what can I do? Well, there's a lot you can do. You can help us get out the fact that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. And, of course, you can get the fact out that this is controlled by the Trilateral Commission, by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The three of the last four chairmen of the Federal Reserve System came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission that's never had more than 85 or 87 members. Incidentally, at the current, you can get the current membership list and a syllabus we have called the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. You'll find that on the membership list of the roles of the we got the membership roles, of course, from the Trilateral Commission itself. They were kind enough to send it to me, and there you'll find the chairman of the Central Bank of Canada, the chairman or the president of the Central Bank of Israel, members of the American branch of the Trilateral Commission. Three of the four previous chairmen of the Federal Reserve System came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. That's Arthur Burns, certainly Alan Greenspan, Paul Volcker, and Ben Bernanke. He's just a commoner. He's just a member of the Bilderbergers. I think they've got him in there as a fall guy for when this whole thing comes tumbling down. And they'll show how inept he was. And, of course, he'll be bearing the responsibility for their policies, because Ben Bernanke does exactly what he's told to do, just exactly as Barack Obama does. There are 12 present or former members of the Trilateral Commission. Remember, there's only 87 of them in total at the present time, Northern American chapter. There are 12 current or former members of the Trilateral Commission at the key levels of the Barack Obama administration, but they were there during the Bush administration, they were there during the Clinton administration, they were there during the first Bush administration, they were there during the Reagan administration. In fact, Ronald Reagan, that great paragon who promised the American people he would never support the Trilateral Commission and thought it was terrible that Jimmy Carter had surrounded himself with members of the Trilateral Commission. Ronald Reagan, the greatest actor we have ever had as a president, actually surrounded himself with members of the Trilateral Commission, picked a member of the Trilateral Commission to become his vice president, and even invited the members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for a dinner engagement. You'll find that recorded in David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which we do carry, well worthwhile reading. Tries to give a very favorable light on the treasonous actions of the Rockefeller family, but it's all right there. And Ronald Reagan went right along with the Trilateral Commission agenda, said what we believed, and then gave us the largest tax increases in all recorded history in 1986, when he doubled the Social Security and Medicare taxes. And then he said, oh, shucks, the Democrats lied to me. They promised to cut government spending. Why would he believe that the Democrats would tell the truth? Why did he double the taxes? And why is it that nobody ever mentions the fact that Ronald Reagan gave us the largest tax increase in history? Well, our minds are molded, our ideas are shaped, our tastes are formed largely by men that first we've never even heard of. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We do have an invisible government, and very few people, unless they listen to programs like this, really understand who they are or what they're doing. Melody, certainly you have your ear to the ground. Do you think the average person really understands not only the brotherhood of darkness, but the spiritual forces, the Luciferian forces that energize this movement?
Absolutely not. Very few people, our values and our morals, our spirituality of this country has fallen so drastically, and this is why they're so easily fooled. The deception is great on part of the evil of it. We're in the age of deception. People are being so deceived, and they certainly don't look for the truth. And so they absolutely do not know what is going on, and this is why our country is crumbling at such a drastic rate. Sometimes it just amazes me what I hear, what I read, the things that I see, all the just the pure evil of everything. I mean, it's like you think, how much worse can it become? And then the next day, you'll read about something that's just like...
It got worse.
It just got worse. And I'm so very thankful and blessed that I see, and so many people out there do see, and we can only do what needs to be done to the best of our ability.
Well, the encouraging thing, Melody, is like this evening, the first hour, our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so we threw it open to callers, and although some of the callers have called before, several of the callers we'd not heard from before. We know that there's a growing number of people out there who are growing aware of what's going on, and of course are in the process of trying to educate others. One fellow in upstate New York was talking about how he'd gone out and put out all sorts of signs and about what happened on 911, and everybody thought this was a massive big organization out there in this community, you know, trying to get the truth out about 911, but it was just one individual, and one individual can't make a difference if he's willing to try.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also, you know, you're right, you know, people are waking up. But, you know, they've been so conditioned to believe that if you think outside the box, you know, anyone who thinks outside the box is the conspiracy nut, and, you know, all the names tagged to it. And I don't think that means so much anymore, because I think they're finally figuring out that all the conspiracy nuts were actually right on as far as many of the predictions and what is happening and so forth. So, but it does take a lot to make a difference. And certainly I think people who, you know, put the signs out, I have a neighbor, it's, you know, he has signs all over his yard, socialism is coming, you know, but yet they were so nice. I mean, they didn't know that Obama's real name is Barry Sotero, yet they knew certain things. Excuse me, they knew certain things, but yet they still lacked a lot of knowledge with the truth in what is the real movement behind with the of the groups of the real power.
Well, you know, we have to teach people how to deal with these people who immediately appear accuse you of believing in a conspiracy when you say something, and what I like to do is like to say, well, tell me, do you believe that there was a conspiracy behind the murder of Julius Caesar? You know, remember the story of A2 Brute and all of the people who supposedly Caesar's friends who got together and killed him? I mean, do you think there was a conspiracy behind the murder of Abraham Lincoln, because they actually hung about six people in reprisal for that? And so you just give them a few examples of conspiracies that we know what happened. Do you think there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand? Are you concerned about the existence of secret societies working at the highest levels of our country? Have you ever seen the Masonic Temple, the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. Why do you think that these emblems are on the back of the dollar bill? These mystical emblems. Have you ever been to the Rosicrucian Museum over in Santa Clara, where the Rosicrucians, of course, you know, are part of a secret society? And if you can just get people to think, and that's one of the hardest things to do. But once they do begin to think, and once they simply go to the Strong's Concordance for their King James Bible and look at the word conspiracy, you'll find out that it's used frequently there. And I think if the word conspiracy is good enough for our Lord, why it should be good enough for me. In fact, history is a series of conspiracies. Do you think that Napoleon conspired to come back from Elba to retake his army during that 100-day period? Was there a conspiracy when he returned to Europe in violation of his terms of exile? I mean, the history is one conspiracy after another. And what is a conspiracy but a couple of people getting together and plotting in secret? And we know that the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, at least at the upper echelons, get together. And they're dedicated to world government. They're a subversive organization, want to destroy the very fabric of our society. There is no way, of course, they are simply the farm club now. The real group is the Trilateral Commission. Since 1976, every president and or vice president of the United States has been a member of the Trilateral Commission up until 1978, from 76 to 2008. 1976 to 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly think that happened by accident? Our guest has been Melody Cederstrom. Melody, one more time, the telephone number?
1-800-375-4188.
We'll be right back here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620 or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Discount gold and silver trading.net.
Good night. Get a good night's sleep. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. God bless you too, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay. If I wanted Melody Cedars Drummond, we really enjoy having Melody, and we appreciate her support for what we do. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. And if you're out there across America and you're in a position to help us, maintain our network of over 60 outlets every single week, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to be coming to our October 25th all-day seminar. Going to be here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and if you can make it, we'd love to have you. That's the 25th of October, and you have to have a reservation because we're serving lunch, so it's 1-800-544-8927. I'm very, very pleased by the number of people we have. It's still almost 7 weeks away, and we're getting an excellent response so far. And then, of course, we want to mention our 4-CD set on Financial Armageddon Update 2009, the Financial Armageddon Update 2009. We have, of course, our talk certainly on the Financial Armageddon, that my DVD talk with the syllabus. We have, of course, a four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. That's 4-CD set. We've got a great 4-CD set on the shack. You need to understand what the shack was all about. It was a very clever effort to undermine the very fabric of Christianity. And then, of course, you need to understand what's happening in the vaccine situation. There's going to be thimerosal in the swine flu vaccine. Unless you specifically request not to get it, you will get the thimerosal in your vaccine. And then, of course, that is the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, it's Dr. Ayoub's talk. And you get the DVD, you'll get a free CD-ROM with literally 1,000 or more pages of scientific and government documents. They know that they're poisoning the children. They just don't want the public to know. And then, of course, Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. And you need to understand the terrible effect that vaccination has on the minds of the developing child. You see, the vaccines are not authorized by the FDA or by the carriers to give to pregnant women. And yet, of course, the CDC recommends they be given to pregnant women. Why would you give pregnant women a vaccine that contains thimerosal that's going to damage the mind of the unborn child? Why would you do that unintentionally? And then, of course, it's given to six-month-old children where it'll do the maximum amount of harm. This wasn't mandated until they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. And then they mandated the vaccine be given to children starting at 6 months of age in irregular intervals up to 5 years of age, so by the time they reach five, they have the full amount of mercury that they had before. This created the terrible, terrible complications. The vaccines contain aluminum, which they know is toxic to the brain. Why are they doing these things? Is it possible we're dealing with people who have a different agenda, who perhaps are following the dictate of Bertrand Russell on page 53 of his book entitled The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about how through the use of diet injections and injunctions, we will manipulate and control the minds of the children through diet injections and injunctions. They're injecting neurotoxic substances into our children, I believe, to destroy their minds, and they're succeeding. Please pray for America and for Radio Liberty. From the